Proclamation number 8381 of 15th of January, 1963. Spreading the truth. Love life. Carry the truth further. Time and again I give you this instruction, and therefore you will only ever fulfill my will if your activity consists of receiving spiritual knowledge from me and making it accessible to your fellow human beings. And you can believe that you no longer undertake anything on your own authority, because time and again you intimately unite with me for the receipt of my word, and this bond also guarantees you right thinking. And I cannot address all people directly, for as long as they are still in contact with the earthly world, their hearts are not yet able to hear me myself. For this requires seclusion from the world, for only then can I express myself and make myself understandable to them. But how rarely does this detachment from the world take place, even if people are serious about taking the right path. But in order to truly serve me as a bearer of light and truth, such complete devotion to me must have taken place that the world is no longer respected. Which, however, only very few people succeed in doing, for the world will always push itself forward and intervene in people's thinking. And this should also be taken to heart by these people who certainly believe that they are spiritually active on earth, but who also make too much use of their intellect due to worldly influences and demands which require the human being to think intellectually and thereby call purely spiritual activity into question. Anyone who wants to serve me must be completely committed to it, and he may no longer make any concessions to the world. But then I can also be present in him and protect him from all unspiritual influence, and then the pure truth is also guaranteed, which he now receives directly from me. And this truth shall then also be conveyed to the world, for it is not the sole property of the recipient but has been given to all people through him. And it can contribute again to the fact that the fellow human being also distances himself from the world, that my presence is so desirable to him that the world seems so stale to him and he gladly gives it up in exchange for spiritual goods from me which will make him exceedingly happy. Although the examination of spiritual goods first requires a life of love which enables the human being to think correctly, which also enlightens his intellect, and both his heart and his intellect accept the spiritual goods. For without love the human being himself still belongs to my adversary, and he will not allow any light but try to dim or extinguish it. But where I myself have already been able to illuminate the spirit because the human being has kindled the light of love within himself through loving activity, the examination of spiritual knowledge which has originated from me will also be easy and lead to the right success. The examiner himself will feel addressed by me and will not oppose my word with any doubts. And you can fully believe my word, for it preaches love to you first and foremost. It also presents to you the effect of the right life of love as well as the state of death in which a loveless person finds himself. Therefore only eternal love itself can impart such a teaching to you, and it does this in order to win you over for itself, in order to show you the path which leads back to me again, from whom you once approached your exit in light and strength. Love is my primal element. I myself am eternal love. And this love obviously expresses itself to you humans in order to save you from a renewed fall into the abyss. And this love will truly also turn the pure truth towards you, for only truth can lead you to beatitude, only truth can dispel darkness, and only in truth will you find the path to me. And when I give you the task to pass on this truth, you need have no qualms that you act arbitrarily in choosing those to whom you convey the spiritual knowledge from me, for I myself place the right thoughts into your heart, I myself inwardly urge you to pass on what people need in order to successfully cover their earthly path. And every work you now do is for me, and it will also be blessed to you by me. For whatever can still happen to bring salvation to the souls in their adversity will also happen, because I love you from the beginning and will love you for all eternity. Amen.